produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Question is, when you're standing at a crossroad, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road,
what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders,
when the world is on your shoulders,
when your back is up against the wall,
when your back is up against the wall,
come on,
what do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your road, say, somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, where do you look?
When there's nowhere else to look.
Where do you turn?
When there's nowhere else to turn,
where do you go?
When there's nowhere else to go,
what do you do?
When there's nothing else to do,
you gotta remember you're in the Master's hand,
and the Master has a plan.
So hold on.
He has worked it out before.
Would you work it out again?
Work it out.
Heavenly Father, I just come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord God. Lord, to touch your people once more, Lord God, to just keep your angels camped around about the troubled world that we are living in this day and time, Lord God. Lord, cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord, whatever it is that anyone is going through, Lord God, you know what it is, Lord God. You sit high and you look low, Lord God. Lord, continue to cover our nation, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Continue to cover all of our leaders, Lord God. Cover our mayors, our priests, our deacons, our pastors. Just cover everyone, and especially, Lord, cover our youth in this day and time, Lord God. For we need you more now than ever. In this name, in your name, I pray. Amen. So great day to each and every one of you. My name is Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. And so today I wanted to talk to you about standing firm in your faith. I always talk about faith is like that unforeseen Wi-Fi. But today I want to just share with you on today of how to stand firm in your faith, right? We have to really take the time to nurture our faith in the things that we do on a day-to-day basis. We all know that as Christians, we will be challenged in our faith, right? We will be challenged each and every day in our faith. And sometimes challenges come in the form of temptation. The enemy also knows that exactly when to target us. And so many of us may seem under attack right now as different things that are going on around the world, some things that may be going on in our households. And sometimes it's when we're at our weakest, right? When we're at our weakest, and he knows precisely what tempts us most. And so some of us, we still have some struggles, even though that we are in the church or we attend church or maybe even tune in right now from the comforts of our home. We're all tempted in some type of way each and every day. We're human. And so definitely remember that of doing this Christian walk is that, one, we're human. And often the challenges come when the world's way is counter-cultured to God's way. And so we want to accept, and it's difficult to always say or do the right thing. Sometimes it's challenging, right? Wouldn't you agree that it can be challenging sometimes to just do the right thing, as bad as we want to go the right way, and we try our best, right? It could be a cousin or someone that could persuade us, or just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, we have those flashbacks. You ever have those flashback moments of some things that say, that used to be me. And, you know, this seems very familiar with some of the things that I have done. And of course, we are challenged when we face trials that cut us to the bone, such as grief, loss, sicknesses, as well as disappointment, can lead us to waver in our faith. And so just want to let you know that, you know, even in the midst of going through grief, maybe it may be a loss of a husband, maybe it may be the loss of a loved one, that hope is on the way. Help is on the way. And that to just stand firm in your faith. You know, you may not understand what's going on around you. And sometimes in order for us to really do what it is that God wants us to do, sometimes he has to pluck some people out of our way because he knows that we'll just be comfortable, as harsh as that may sound. But sometimes in order to get your attention, sometimes he has to cause some grief, some loss, and even some sicknesses, right? And so in the midst, even with our sicknesses that we endure during this life journey, we must continue to put the mask on ourselves each and every day and take some time out for us. In the midst of a loss, we must still take some time out for us to get our mindset right, to really to get on one accord and stand firm in your faith, right? Stand firm in your faith. And so oftentimes your faith can be definitely wavered once you go to the doctors and you don't get such a great report. Sometimes we feel a little disappointed. Sometimes we feel even depressed. Sometimes we even try to fool ourselves and look ourselves in the mirror and tell ourselves that it's going to be okay. But then behind closed doors, we cry ourselves to sleep at night. And I'm sure many of you out there can probably contest to this or say that was my testimony. And so even in the midst of the tests and the trials, as well as the tribulations that we go through, we must still stand firm in our faith. I've been there. I struggled firm in my faith. This year will mark 10 years that my mom has gone on to heaven. And so I'm super grateful for that. At one point of time, you know, you could really look back of when you lost a loved one, especially a mother that's really, really close to you and that you spend a lot of time with, of why me? Why did she have to go so young, right? And so we have to stand firm in our faith that God makes no mistakes of anything that he does. And so I'm forever grateful, even today, as I take a look around, that I can reflect back in the Bible that my mom gave me on my 21st birthday. And so it brings me to the scripture of Isaiah 7, chapter 9 in the NIV version. As I've been there, I've struggled with trying to stand firm in my faith. If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. And so I definitely want to help you to keep that in mind, that you definitely have to stand firm in your faith or you will not stand at all. The wiles of the devil will definitely come up against you. Those little small voices and things will definitely continue to haunt you. And even some things from your past can continue to pull at the garments of you as well. And so when you face these things with challenges and our faith, how does the Bible encourages us to stand? I'm so glad that you asked. The first thing that we have to know is, upon what or whom are we standing? What or whom are you standing? In the scripture and Psalms, I love the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verses 1 through 2. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pits, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet upon a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. And so oftentimes we're standing on seeking sand when we really question our faith, right? Faith is the action thing. We have to get up, dust ourselves off, right? We have time. Even Jesus wept. That's the shortest verse in the Bible, even when he was grieving. But we cannot dwell in that place, right? Light does not dwell in dark places. And so in the midst, we must know what or whom we are standing. And so when you look up, and that song just played in my head all day, stand still and look up. God is going to show up. And so even with the bomb in Gilead, we still have to begin to look up, even in the midst, and knows whom's we are. Know that he didn't bring us this far to leave us, and that he is forever there. He may not come all the time when we really want him to be there, even in the midst. And sometimes, even if he came in the midst of the trying times that we go through, what we really, really, truthfully appreciate him in the midst of the things that he has already has planned for us. And it's just a matter of sometimes we have to go through the pastures and go through the gardens and go through the rivers and all of those things to really appreciate what it is that he's bringing us to. And so I'm so grateful that he continues to keep it all together. He's the glue that keeps us all together, even sometimes when we don't know whether we want to go left or whether we want to go right. But I'm so glad of what Mama said, and so glad of what Grandma said, and so glad of what others that has come along in our journeys that has told us different things that we know to be true, right? That whom we are is why we still stand. So many people don't know whom he is, and you see them of their life is spiraling out of control. And sometimes he has to take you through some things, and sometimes even puts us on a wheel as if we are the clay. We are the clay that he has made us to be who we are, right? In the flesh. And so sometimes he has to put us on that turning wheel and begin to mold us all over again. I don't know if you've ever been to a pottery class, but in the midst of putting that clay on the wheel, sometimes in the midst, it doesn't come out right the way you want it the first time. And so he has to sometimes redirect you, do a whole 360 and put you back on that wheel once again. And so definitely stand firm and definitely dust off your cobwebs, off your Bibles, and definitely begin to get in it and read it, right? In Isaiah 48, it says, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God stands forever. And so even in the midst, even when some of us have turned our backs on him, some of us were angry at him for whatever reason that it was, right? Some of us, we have backslidden out of church. But I'm so grateful that to know that once you train the child up in the way that we should go, that when we grow old, we shall not depart. And so if we stand tall as the grass and know that God stands forever and that, you know, his love for us is just amazing, right? Even in the midst of all the things that we have done in our life, he still loves us so very so. And so the second thing is that we will have to resist the devil and his lies. Resist the devil and his lies. When we are struggling with our faith, Satan will whisper contrary to God's word. We have to choose to cast down those thoughts. That's 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. 10 and 5. So we have to cast down those thoughts, right? We have to begin to find other things to consume our mind with, to consume our eye, our vision, our sight with, and the things that we even consuming and watching on television as well. Maybe it's some toxic people that are in our space that, you know, they don't mean us any harm. They mean us harm. And the fact of the matter is, they just keep coming around because they see the greatness in you and they just don't want you to be great at all. And so the devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy, as we always have known for centuries and centuries of time. And so it is super important to resist the devil and all of his lies that he tells us, or the fact that he brings others in our pathway to kind of distract us and get us off hand. And so, you know, it's super important to definitely to turn off the television, because there's so many distractions that go on inside of there. Get a great book and read a great book and, you know, help to build on your character. It definitely will definitely to help to strengthen you along the way. Definitely to know the swords of the words that are in the Bible that can definitely to help you in such a troubled time, even when you cannot seem to pray for yourself. Right? To stand firm on his word and to just know that sometimes we can't even utter a word, but we can just hum. We can sing the melodies of a really great song that can truly uplift our moods, help us with our depression, help us with our anxieties, and to help to nurture us back to where he wants us to be. He will clean you up as well as to help to place your feet on solid ground. I'm so grateful for it on today that he definitely to help to do that. And you know, what stands out to me in the verse of, pardon the pun, of in Ephesians 6:13, therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the days of evil come, you may be able to stand the ground after you have done everything to stand. And sometimes we just have to stand. As soon as we recognize thoughts of fears, our doubts, our discouragements, our anxieties, or temptations, we have to choose to guard our minds, right? Our minds is a playing field for the devil, and we must really guard our minds against the deception of the enemy and choose to think God's thoughts instead. And it's super important to do that, to definitely to put on the whole armor, even before we leave our castles, even before we leave and we go into the workplace, right? It's important to put on the whole armor, the breastplate, your helmet, your sword, and your shield, and to put on all of those things and to stand firm, right? Your light should shine even before a man can honestly see it on a day-to-day basis. I always state over and over again that we are the Bibles that some folks will never, ever get the opportunity to open or even to experience for themselves, right? And I'm so grateful that even thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, that his word still reigns true on today. And we can hear so many wonderful stories and read so many wonderful parables that are in the Bible, that there's no doubt that waver between faith and doubt. And that brings me to my third point. We cannot waver our faith and our doubt. We can't straddle the fence, right? Say you have faith the size of the mustard seed, that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But then we doubt him. Why is that? We doubt him. I always state that. We doubt him. And so in the midst of having that faith, that size of a mustard seed faith, and if you've ever seen the grain of a mustard seed, anyone knows that it's a really small grain. And so we know what we believe and why we believe, right? And so in the midst, we must stand firm. We got to really stand firm on our faith. And why did we decide to follow Jesus, right? Sometimes we got to go back to when we first encountered him. Sometimes we get off course. And why do we choose to serve him? And if you really think of those questions and reflect back on all the wonderful things that he has done for you, and even if your feet haven't even hit the floor yet, guess what? He opened up your eyes yet another day journey to get it right. And so why do we believe about God and his word? Well, if I had to really take a stab at it, I would honestly say I'd rather live my life journey of knowing that he doesn't exist than to wait to die and to be at the pearly gates and never served him, and he really does exist, if that makes sense to anyone. And so too oftentimes, many of us, we want to challenge others of the word. And so you got to definitely hide the word in your heart, right? That's where that deceit comes in and all of those things. But if you hide the word in your heart and study and show yourself approved and read your word each and every day, you'll be sharpening your sword each and every day to stand in the wiles of the devil, right? And so I think sometimes we still waver between waiting to follow God and waiting to follow the world. And so we can't do both, right? We can't serve two masters. It's that in case that we are definitely struggle with our faith. The Lord is asking you today, how long will you waver between two opinions? That's something to think about. How long will you waver between two opinions? If you know that God is God and God is good, there's no question, right? Don't let the devil make you think like Satan has a better thing to offer you in this world. It's truly, truly a lie, right? And so definitely stand firm on your faith in spite of what the things that are going on around the world right now, in spite of what may be going on in your city and state, in your country or whatever. Stand firm. Try to memorize the scripture, hide it in your heart, and, you know, begin to even write it down. Put it in your vehicle. Put it as a screensaver on your phone, right? We all have these smart gadgets. Utilize them. And definitely take the time to stand firm on your faith. And so my name is Natasha Allen, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate a healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Definitely take some time to stand firm in your word, read your word, and definitely share the word with someone else. There's always someone that has lesser faith than you do, right? And in order for them to honestly, truly believe, they really have to look through the lens of you. Look through the lens of you, of what God has already done in your life. The testament of some of us that may have overcame cancer. Some of us that may have the devil told you to commit suicide or whatever the case may be, and you're still here. Maybe you got into a terrible accident and you look back at the vehicle or the situation and like, I should not have lived through some of the things that I have lived through. But God, he has a reason for your life. And so definitely stand firm in your faith with him. Continue to walk beside him in all that you do. His love and his truth, it so stands firm and forever. And so definitely you could take some time to go and connect with me over on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha VIP page, as well as on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in, and definitely stay connected into your most powerful Wi-Fi. BG&E can do it. Whatever company that service your electrical, that runs into your castles, trust me, this Wi-Fi is way, way more better than any Wi-Fi that's out there. It's a Wi-Fi that won't drop your calls. It's a Wi-Fi that will keep you even when you want to fall to pieces. And I'm so grateful on today that he continues to sit high and look low on little old me and continue to wrap me in his arms each and every day. And so hopefully this message touch you, bless you in a mighty way, and that if you don't have faith on today, that you can borrow a little bit of mine and help you to walk forth in your week, in your journey, and in the rest of 2020, that it will be the best year that you've had in a long time, in spite of what's going on around you. Stand firm and keep the faith. My name is Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, and we greatly appreciate you for taking the time to tune in with us on today.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.